Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tanya Mosley. One of the most influential rhythm and blues vocal groups of the 1980s was formed right here in Boston. You might have heard of them. They're called New Edition. And this is their first hit song, performed when the members were still in grade school, Candy Girl. The members of New Edition, together and as solo acts, have sold more than 30 million records. They're considered the precursor to boy bands like New Kids on the Block, Boys to Men, and the Backstreet Boys. And they got their start at a talent show in Roxbury. Their story is being chronicled in a new BET miniseries airing this month called The New Edition Story. It's produced by members of the band and their manager, Brooke Payne. Recently, I sat down with three of the original members of New Edition, Michael Bivins, Ricky Bell, and Ronnie DeVoe. And the first thing to know about the band is that they're very enthusiastic.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
I like that intro.
And you know what? I have my professional hat, but full disclosure to our listeners, my 13-year-old self is screaming like crazy right now.
Nice. Well, you're wearing it well.
You know? I am.
Yes, you are.
That's from Ronnie DeVoe, guys. That's what he said to me. So, you guys are from this area. Mm-hmm. When you met, you were all, with the exception of Ronnie DeVoe, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
In the Orchard Park housing projects in Roxbury,
yes.
correct?
Yep.
Although you all live other places now, do you consider this home?
Always. Yeah. You see the hats, right? They can't see us on air, but we represent Boston to the fullest. I mean, most of us still have a lot of our families are still here, so we come back here as often as we can. And whatever we do, man, even our new album, Three Stripes, is just a representation, you know, of the city of Boston. You know, we're doing another photo shoot tonight to get the backdrop, you know, so we can have that on our album as well. But, oh, yeah, this will always be home for us.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting because I think for thousands, maybe even millions of young kids my age, you put Boston on the map. This was a place that we learned about in school, of course, because of the historical context. But New Edition, it's like all of the videos, everything. We thought, oh, this is what Boston is like.
Yeah, well, it was all we had, really. I mean, I think our first video, we went to the train station, we went to the hat shell, we went to the Commons. We just tried to give it the backdrop to, you know, let them know that we have a new song. We don't have a lot of money. So he's just going to use the free landmarks and just let them know. And they do know that when they come to a concert, if you really, really into New Edition BBD, then you wear your B hat. And they do that now.
One thing that we learned in the film that many of us fans didn't know was that there was this money part of it. Mm. You all were at one point one of the top acts in the country above Michael Jackson's Beat It for one of your songs on the Billboard charts. Mm-hmm. And at that same time, your mothers were still living on welfare.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of talk to me about that struggle from that point of view and what you all were able to do for them as time went on. Ronnie.
It's what you call the power struggle. You know, ultimately you have kids that are 12, 13, 14 years of age, and they have this vision to just, you know, provide for themselves, you know, number one, by winning talent shows. And when you look at figures that we were dealing with, $10, $25, we're pulling on our mom's coattails, you know, to try and get some type of allowance for the week that might be. If we could get $5, we were lucky, you know. So our economics were that, you know, and our parents worked hard, you know, 9 to 5s, or they were stay-at-home moms making sure that they were watching out for us, you know. And boom, you know, we're thrust in this music industry that will chew you up and spit you out quickly. You know, this is truly a man's world, you know, and we're kids living in it.
That's true. I mean, in watching, I was able to watch part one of the movie, and I was struck, even though I knew the story, by just how young you guys were. 11 and 12 years old, and you're talking about coming together and building a group. In reflection, are you amazed at yourselves, this special group of guys who are able to come together in this way?
Oh, yeah.
You know why we are amazed? Is because when we did it because it was the end thing to do. It wasn't like we thought we were going to win. And, you know, we were kids from the projects. We didn't want to ask our parents for things they couldn't buy. So we took it upon ourselves, and we went to Robel's store, and we stole some bow ties. We thought, you know, at least we're going to go hard. I mean, if we win, we're going to win with some bow ties.
And Michael, you're talking about the talent show when you guys first got together for that.
Right. So to be honest with you, our Orchard Park relentless attitude caused us to enter the talent show. And when we won the talent show and won the $10, it was like the biggest feeling in the world, because it's the first time you enter and it's the first time you win and your project's proud of you. And it just, it ignited something in us that made us very popular early, right in our own neighborhood. So, you know, after Sunday, when you woke up Monday, you were Ricky Bell in your building, but you was Ricky Bell with $2.50 now. So you was a little bit more cooler than the next kid your age. And that's what New Edition meant at 11 and 12. It inspired us to see things in us that we didn't even know existed.
There's a scene in the film where Payne, you all are standing practicing, and he's talking about, you all have to have a name. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to write the name, because when you see the name, you'll have a reaction to the name. Tell me what your thoughts were when you all each first saw that name on that piece of paper.
The backstory to that is when we first we saw a group perform named The Transitions, in another group called The Untouchables. And when we were with Brooke, you know, our thing was, man, we want a name that just sounds cool like that, you know, like Transitions, Untouchables, or whatever. And he had already had the name picked out before us, you know. It fits so much with the style that we were all about. Just the stepping, the dancing, you know, sliding, shapping, you know, one person stepping up, switching off, you know, singing the taking turns, singing lead. And it was just like, and the way he explained it was, you know, you have the Jacksons, you have the Temptations, you know, but you guys are going to be a whole new addition.
And thinking about, there's been so much talk, and so many people have said that you all were the ones that really set off the boy band craze. We know all of these other bands that came after you, New Kids on the Block here from Boston as well, NSYNC, all of these other guys. We had Jackson 5, but that's a different thing. Do you feel that you all have gotten the respect that you deserved when we talk in that way?
I think Velvet DeVoe has a song out right now with SWV, and the title of that song is Finally. When you finally get right, finally get right, that's all we feel. Taking a while for us to get our just due. You know, we were kicking and screaming and struggling for years upon years amidst our success. And now, you know, long story short, when you hear people like Bruno Mars, you know, who just released an album, and he says, yo, I wanted to take this back to 80s, 90s, feel good music, a la New Edition, Velvet DeVoe, Bobby Brown, you know. When you see Justin Timberlake on stage and he's
reference
performing
you.
Poison,
right.
You know, it's beginning to come around full circle. And now we got a movie getting ready to be released. So I mean, it took a while, but finally.
Finally, finally, right. Yeah.
It's a generational story. You know, I think one of the things that will come out of families sitting down with each other to watch this New Edition story, you know, you're sitting with your grandparents, you know, and your kids, you know, so this is three generations at the table or on the couch or what have you, just watching this thing. And for Madea, you know, to say to her grandchild, this is how you're supposed to do it, you know. Ups and downs, but ultimately, you know, perseverance and brotherhood, and, you know, when you stick together and when you believe in something and you're willing to work hard enough for it, this is the end result. Ultimately, I think it's gonna inspire.
This film, there's not always a flattering portrait of the group. How important was this side of the story for those who know your story, who think they know your story, and for those who will be sing your story for the first time?
Man, that's the Orchard Park side. I think we spend so much representing how we are on stage that, you know, our reality show, we've turned that down numerous amount of times. We even had, you know, different opinions on if we should have done it or not. Sometimes three wanted to do it, some didn't. And it just seems like holding out and waiting this long, it's like we putting that laundry right where it needs to be, hanging right on the, you know, on the string with the
right,
clip
with
on
the
it.
Clothespin.
Yeah, with the clothespin. So it's like you could feel good because now we're using it for entertainment. And it's almost like a rebirth. Believe it or not, if you are a fan 33 years, you would have almost lived a lifetime with New Edition. But when the movie goes off, you're going to feel like you're learning a whole new version.
That's right. And introduce it to your kids, you know? It's introducing my kids and I, watching all the YouTube videos. Yeah. We've been playing them from Candy Girl all the way through.
And the good thing about it is you can play the first album and go get your hair done and go cook, because there's nothing on it that you have to cover their ears.
That's right.
This was wonderful. I could ask you a million questions, and I want to cement this in my mind forever,
right,
that I've got the three of you guys staring at me right now. Right. I will tell you that.
That's all right.
Well, Michael Bivins, Ricky Bell, and Ronnie DeVoe.
I swear to tell the
members.
Truth.
The whole truth. I know, right?
That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. Mike.
This feels absolutely like The Godfather Part 5, the BBD story.
Right. Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
The other members, Bobby Brown, Johnny Gill, and Ralph Tresvant, tell them we said hi. Yeah, and we miss them. Thank you guys
so
much.
Happy New Year. It's
driving me. The three-part mini-series on the origin of New Edition called The New Edition Story will air on BET starting Tuesday, January 24th. And we'll go out today with the hit Poison from Belle Biv DeVoe, which is a spin-off group from New Edition. That's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Tanya Mosley. This is Radio Boston.